in your ear. I'll go.
Hey guys, welcome to our Double R broadcast. Here you have the sisters. The three sisters. The first one is Yaya.
Hey you guys.
Second one is Yadi.
Hey.
Third one is me, Esme. Oh. Okay, so here you have the three of us, and well, let's talk about an interesting topic. Okay, go. Think of something.
I don't know what to talk about. Let's see. Oh, relationships in high school. It's a good one.
Okay, they suck. Live the whole life, you know?
Okay. Why do you have to say that?
Because.
You don't have to beep that out. Beep!
Beep! Okay. Beep that. Beep!
Okay. Wait, I have a question for you, Esme.
Have you been in a relationship before?
Hell no!
I ain't loyal, honey.
You're playing around too much.
Wait, my question?
I said,
you never been. Okay, second question. Okay, how is the junior life when it comes to guys?
Damn, hella fun.
Do they suck?
The guys are pretty chill, honestly.
They're not hella messed up like, oh, like, no, fuck you, bro, or like, the
why
fuck, or like
language?
Okay, let me beep that out. Okay, no, they're not like hella okay, they're not like disrespectful. Like, they are they more mature than what they used to be? Compare them to the freshman year.
Yeah, actually, in freshman year, we're like the childish, because you know, like, we get out of middle school and how do you say, so like, yeah. Over the years in junior year, they're literally the nicest, more calmest ones, because they're growing into, you know, adulthood. Like, you have to start paying bills. No, yeah, and true, but at the same time, you have to start preparing to pay your bills of your SAT, you know, for high school, you know.
Okay, skip all of that. That's too much, you know. Too much. Okay, so okay, you ask the next question.
Yadi, have you ever been in a relationship?
No.
Serious talk here, woman.
I have never been in a relationship.
Lies.
That's what I'm honest about right now, because like I don't know how to say it, but like,
lies.
If I date you through 2011 and 2017, you're none of my exes or whatever, because I'm starting new, you know what I'm talking about?
Like, so, no more exes. Like, who are you, honey?
Who are you like, you're basically a stranger now, you know? So yeah.
Okay, no, but like, for real, like, how do you think we have changed through puberty?
I mean, guys and girls, they all, both gender, go to puberty, so it's a big change and everything, especially for the girls. The girls start getting their feelings and everything, so it's just like really complicated. Okay.
Compare us to men. Do you think we're hormonal, or like, who do you think out of women and men have more feelings, especially when we go through puberty?
Girls go to puberty more than boys, I will say.
Is it because we have our shark week?
Yes, girl. Yes. And also because, like, we have that ability to have babies, so it's, like, more of a, like, sensitive way. Like, we're basically more, we have more emotions than, like, boys. More feelings, more a little bit of everything, because, you know, like.
Okay, so coming from that, of what you just said, does that make proof that we are stronger than men?
Yes. Because we can have babies, and also we go to a lot of things, which is called like period and all that. So it's just like weird.
Because, like, okay, so if the guys had their shark week and they got cramps, do you think they would last through the pain or no?
I think they wouldn't, because they're such a fucking.
Beep that out!
Because they're so weak. I mean, they could act strong and everything around us. But, like, girl. Some boys will not show their emotion. They don't show their feelings like that.
No,
you know?
We're getting off the topic here. Let's go back to the topic. What are relationship
goals? Okay, what are relationship goals?
Relationship goals are when the boy and the girl are truly.
Go, keep going, Yelena.
Oh, when the boy and the girl are truly like hanging out, blah, blah.
Okay, when for you, when it comes to relationship, how serious will you take it from a rate 1 to 10?
10. Because, I mean, you're not supposed to be talking to, well, yeah, you could talk to girls and boys, I mean, if you have friends like that, but it's like, if you're in a relationship, you have to trust each other, which means that you do not get jealous when a girl or the boy is talking to somebody else. I mean, the girls, they could get jealous at times and everything, because like we have that feeling like when a girl is usually around the boy and the girl, the other girl is flirting with the boy, because like we sense that. But like other than that, like us girls know what's wrong and right. So like relationship goals is when you guys trust each other,
communication,
and communicate.
Okay, so what you're trying to say, when it comes to jealousy or any problems in a relationship, you guys, you specifically think that trust is the key to everything.
Yes, because without it, you guys will be either cheating or doing some other things you guys are not supposed to, you know, because like what's the point of you being in a relationship if you guys are not trusting each other? Yeah.
For me, I feel like that's kind of like an example of an open relationship, because you're being more open to everything that happens. That when it's between two people, it's a close relationship, you know? So everything is to yourself. You're not sharing with anybody right. about who you are with, you know? It's like your partner, just one and two, not A, B, C, D, E, yeah, or like exactly. more than one person,
it's
you
like
know?
If you're in a relationship, it's only you and your boo thing, you know? Because like if you're talking to other people, it's like you including them too. Them yeah. being in your guys' business, which is not cool, you know? That's not trusting. So, yeah, that's not really nice.
Okay.
Quick question, girls.
How do you guys all know this? You guys never been in a relationship?
Okay, I have no experience.
I know this because I experienced it, and it's really bad. And girls or guys don't want to get your feelings hurt, so like yeah.
Okay, well I know all of this because I'm the type of person that likes to be open-minded about what happens. And like just remember, when it comes to relationships or friendships or any type of relationship, always consider the other person's feelings or like the thoughts and everything, because no one wants it to be a one-sided, you know? Like you always have to be open-minded to whatever. And yeah,
so this is all for today, you guys. Hope you like our broadcast with the double R.
So, peace. Bye. Bye.